Hello everybody, it's Nikki here. I'm checking in after about a month away, and in fact it's a bit of a long time away. In fact, I was in England having a wonderful holiday back home, and it's taken me quite a while to get back into the swing of things back in Toronto. You'll be pleased to know I have been back creating my art. I did actually do some when I was away, not as much as when I do it here because I didn't take my computer with me, but it was really interesting to create art using my iPad. And but I just took some time off and didn't put any pressure on myself to create. Anyway, it's taken me a little while to get back into the swing of things. And whenever you take a break, it's an opportunity to reevaluate and recalibrate and think of things, think of new things, as well as look back on accomplishments and successes. Something that we need to do a lot more, because we tend to look back and think about the things that we didn't do rather than the things that we did do. And I have spotted that I do that a lot. So what I have done is, in my bullet journal every month, or in fact before a month, every week I think I do it, or as they happen, I write down my accomplishments. And it can be something small, like a goal that I set for myself and I actually did it, like waking up early when I said I would wake up early and sleeping early when I said I would sleep early. And all those are accomplishments because they're all very encouraging, but I find I have to write them down somewhere that I can look back at and review them. Otherwise, I forget. And as we all know, or at least won't be surprised to hear, it's always the things that we feel that we haven't done that seems to stay in our mind, all those negative thoughts. And I've made a decision that I'm going to not entertain negative thoughts. I'm going to be focusing on accomplishments. So that's not easy to do for any of us, I know that, but first things first and one step at a time. So I just mentioned that because when I was away, I actually, you know, your mind sort of flows a bit more freely when you have some free time to yourself. So I highly recommend getting away from things and just going to somewhere else and just thinking and letting things flow. So and while I had a lot of thoughts when I came back, I wasn't totally sure I had anything much to say that I thought would make sense, which on consideration is nonsense, because of course we all have something to say and there's always somebody, you know, who needs to hear it. So it really doesn't do us any good to keep silent about things because we fear ridicule, or how else are people going to be either blessed or affected by the things that we say and our thoughts? You just never know. We're all connected, so what impacts one impacts somebody else. That's what I believe anyway. But anyway, I thought I would talk about partly what I shared in my newsletter, which went out today, which if you're not on my newsletter list, it is, you can go to nikkijameson.com/newsletter and get my monthly newsletter. And I shared a little bit in that newsletter about, you know, do it now. That was the title of the actual newsletter. It's called Do It Now. And that was inspired by something I found out last weekend, I believe, in what happened in a friend's life. And so this is a friend, one of my friends on Facebook, and this is what inspired my newsletter and inspired me to start thinking about things that I did, things that I was doing. Anyway, this was a video that my friend shared on Facebook, and I was actually lying at the physiotherapist on my back getting some physio for my plantar fasciitis, which has really been bothering me. It's made it hard to walk for any long amount of time. So there I was. I had my headphones in, you know, pulling and pushing my foot. The physiotherapist was massaging my foot, having the hot and cold treatment and so on. I was watching this live video, and the title was, I can't even remember the exact title, but she was talking about her cancer diagnosis, and I just couldn't believe it was real. The diagnosis was actually happened a year ago, And I had nobody had a clue. People on Facebook, you don't always see, you know, what's going on behind the scenes. You know, people don't put everything forward. Well, some people do, but a lot of people don't. But anyway, she's had this diagnosis. And I mean, to put this into context, she's very vibrant, very alive. And she has this awful diagnosis, death sentence hanging over her, because she actually found out that she was diagnosed with not just cancer, but stage 4 cancer, which is shocking. I cannot imagine how that must feel, or how it must have felt to get that diagnosis, or even to have it. But she's not allowing it to stop her living life to its fullest. But how she approaches life has definitely changed. So no more putting off, you know, in her words, putting off what she wanted to do. Everything kind of comes into perspective. And I'm really just sort of saying it from what I remember of the video, because I was still in total shock just listening to her talking. And she wasn't crying or anything, but to me it was still really, really shocking, because if you see her, it's like, what do you mean? You know. But anyway, no more allowing outside events, other people's thoughts, opinions, etc., to determine her life. You know, not even this illness is going to determine her life. I know that sounds kind of paradoxical, but that's what she said, and that's how she's living right now. So I obviously can't go into everything that she shared, but she was very honest and shared everything from the diagnosis to what she's doing now. But it was a wake-up call at the same time for me, because being pertinent to some thoughts that I've been having about, you know, how do I want to move things forward, and things that I've been kind of putting on the back burner and not doing for one reason or another. And, you know, she mentioned, you know, she talked about this as a death sentence, even though she's not looking at it being happening right now. And she made a really valid point in that all of us have a death sentence over us when we think about it. I mean, I think we start dying from the time we're born, but we choose not to think about that. And as much as we hope and pray that we live as long as we can and we hang on to life as long as we can, we really have no guarantee of tomorrow. And that's, I don't know about you, but that's kind of scary. And maybe it should shock us into doing things, but doing things that we know that we want to do. But often it doesn't. So it's not until we actually get that, you know, what if you had 6 months to live kind of thing, that we actually do anything about it. And it's why do we leave it? Why do we think it doesn't matter until we seem to have a full stop at the end of that? I don't know the answer to that, but we don't have any guarantee of tomorrow. And I had been thinking that, well, maybe it's time to take this as a wake up call. You know, just because I haven't had that kind of diagnosis doesn't mean that I shouldn't pay attention. Okay, so so I was thinking, you know, we're not guaranteed tomorrow yet. How many of us let our minds drift and we let our dreams die and fade away because we believe outside circumstances affect our lives, or we allow outside circumstances to affect our lives? We don't look at how we can develop our mind, our intuition, our talents to control our lives and to determine our lives. You know, how many of us just leave it and think, okay, we'll do it tomorrow? Or worse, how many of us don't do things because we're afraid? We're afraid that we'll fail. We're afraid that, or we're fearful that maybe, you know, it's not the right thing. You know, maybe it's, maybe people won't like it. Maybe we're afraid of what people think. We're afraid of what people say. We're afraid that, it's going to make us look stupid. We're afraid that we won't be liked. We're afraid that our families won't like it, or our loved ones won't like it. You know, we're quite afraid of almost everything, right? And these fears are, you know, they're in our minds. I know they're in our minds because, you know, what's the worst thing that can happen? You know what? If someone doesn't like it, or doesn't like us or you or whoever, so what? You know, so what? Next. You know, and we know that we have the power of our minds and, you know, what is inside us, our talents inside us to, you know, have a large input into how things go, or how we respond to things, because we can't control everything that happens to us or happens in our life. We just can't. But what we can control, what we are in charge of, and what we really can control is what how we respond. And that's really been quite kind of like an eye opener, which I'm trying to put into practice a little bit more. You know, how I respond to things that happen, you know, and we have a choice. And at least I know I have a choice. And there are usually a number of ways to respond to any given situation, good and bad. And so we know that we have this in our this ability in ourselves to do it. But for some reason, for whatever reason, whatever excuse, whatever reason, we're either unwilling or we're not ready to change things. Sometimes it's far easier to actually hang on to the fear and hang on to the circumstances than it is to take responsibility to do something about it, you know, to take a decision and do something about it. And, you know, I'm counting myself in that as well, you know, because there are many examples I can think of that, you know, really know I could do this or I could do something better or, but for some reason I'm just hanging back. And we all know the reasons that we hang back. Anyway, I can talk about fears and all of that in maybe later when I've got some more cohesive thoughts around how I am looking at that and responding to that. But and somehow and hopefully that will be something that will be encouraging. And I shall write my own thoughts down about that and try and marshal them somehow from experience. But back to my friend. So she shared this, she shared her story because she hoped that people somewhere, you know, somewhere, someone might take heart, you know, feeling, you know, because people, if you get that kind of diagnosis or you're at the end of your tether for anything, you might feel that there's no hope, you know, and that's the end. But she's certainly not, it's certainly not the end for her. She's not, you will just never, never guess, even if you saw her. And I think even doctors were puzzled that, you know, why wasn't she just going to curl up and die? But she's got no intention of curling up and dying. So at least, you know, not yet, not for a long time. So, and she's not doing chemo either, as I understand. And she's not letting the grass grow beneath her feet. She's getting on with life. She's taking opportunities and she's doing all those things that she wants to do and she wants to get done, you know, regardless of having cancer. So, you know, as I was listening to her, you know, I've already said that I was in total shock. It was really surreal because you don't hear, I can't really describe it, but you don't hear somebody that you see and you know to a little extent who's so vibrantly alive. And they say, well, a year ago, I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. And you're thinking, what? Maybe I'm going to wake up soon. But no, it is real. And the message to me was, you know, don't leave your dreams till tomorrow. Don't leave what you need to and want to do. Don't leave it till another day. You know, start making tracks, find a way to do whatever it is you want to do. You know, stay on purpose. And if you don't know your purpose, find it. Find out what that is. It's usually to do with love, with giving, with serving in some way. Serving our fellow person. But we all have passions and dreams and things that we know that we, you know, we want to do. So find a way to do it and do it now. And that was why I titled my newsletter, Do It Now, because I was thinking about this story and thinking about, you know, what could I say? And I didn't share the whole of the story because it would have made the newsletter so long. And when I came home from work today, I thought, you know I hadn't done a podcast or anything for a long time. And I was feeling a bit guilty about that. But I thought, you know what, I'm just going to share these thoughts, really. They, like I said, they're a wake-up call to me. They cause me to start thinking about, you know, my own purpose and how I'm using each day and what kinds of things I'm allowing into my mind and why, and also, you know, what kind of things I want to allow in my mind. I don't want to allow negative thoughts into my mind. And God knows there's enough negativity around us that, you know, it seems harder and harder to separate yourself from that. But I think it's something that we have to find a way to do. We have to do it. Otherwise, we'll just be sucked into this fog, you know, feeling that there's no hope. But I do believe that is in the way we process whatever is going on in our world. And there are choices in how to do that. And I think people have written books on how to do that. It's not just thinking positive. It really isn't just thinking positive. And I am, you know, reading books about how to kind of do that to enable me to do it a little bit better, more successfully, because I don't want to be pulled down by a lot of the negativity. And I don't think anybody listening does. But it's important that I think it's important that, you know, I have a mind that how will I put it, that is forward looking, that doesn't allow external circumstances to dictate how I'm going to feel or how I'm going to be. I think that's the easiest way to put it. So that means watching my thoughts and watching time wasted on irrelevant things. That's step one. So there's not a moment to lose, really. I hope you've enjoyed or can take something away from this talk. It's a rather long one considering it's the first one back, but I'm trying to obey the impulse or my, you know, that inner feeling that says, you know what, you should just talk about this and just do it without thinking too much about it. So that's what I did. And I hope if you're listening to that, I hope you found it helpful, or you can share that with someone, or if it just gives you some food for thought, whatever you're doing and however you're going about your day. Okay, that's it for now. I have talked enough. I hope you're all well, and I will be back with another episode at some stage in the near future. Not too long, I hope. Bye for now. Take care.